A Tallahassee lawyer turned writer has penned a work of historical fiction. We visited the author, John Williams, at his downtown law office to talk about it. I'm Tom Flanagan. This is not John Williams' first book. Almost 5 years ago, he published the imagined sayings of his rescue greyhound called Tilly's Tales. Tilly passed on a few years back, but by then Williams was already deep into a new writing project, a story based on an old childhood obsession.
From the time I was a kid, I loved to read about Western history, and Jim Bridger was one of the ones that I read about as a kid, 9-10 years old.
Jim Bridger was a real icon of the early American West, a mountain man, trapper, army scout, and wilderness guide. He explored and trapped the area during the first half of the 19th century. When John Williams was in his 40s, he finally visited Bridger's old stomping grounds during a trip to Utah.
I realized I was in Mormon country, so that there was some connection between the Mormons and Bridger, you know, being in Utah.
Williams embarked on a search to find that connection. Discovery didn't take long, and Williams says the relationship between Jim Bridger and the Mormon Church wasn't exactly friendly. He cites this interaction between Brigham Young, the second president of the Mormon Church after Joseph Smith, and Bridger.
He had a fort out there, and eventually there was a situation between him and Brigham Young, and Brigham Young burned the fort down. So that's in the book. Some of the things that happened are historically accurate. Some of the ones they could be historically accurate.
Williams weaves his retelling of historical events with a time-honored technique of using a number of fictitious characters as metaphors for diverse social, political, and religious groups within the larger historically accurate story of that era.
And that really was a true melting pot. They talk about the melting pot of America, but in that period from 1830 to 1850, I don't think there's a lot written about it. And it shows the interaction of politics, religion, exploration of the West, it being unmapped, and how these two men born within a year of each other, fairly close to each other on the eastern part of the United States, ended up going west and what their impact was.
Bridger and the Prophet's Pages, a historical fiction, will be available online and locally in Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.